Tim Donnelly and Neil Kashkari couldn't be more different. Donnelly is an unapologetic Tea Party assemblyman.
It's the political power people against the people. And political parties, I could care less about. The political parties are the problem. It's the people who are the solution.
Kashkari is an intense former U.S. Treasury official who's fiscally conservative but socially moderate.
Clearly, what we've been doing has not been working. Clearly, we need a message that can bring many more voters into the Republican tent, and we need a vibrant two-party system in California.
Both men want to take on Democratic Governor Jerry Brown in November and shape the California Republican Party's brand, a party with less than 30% of registered voters. Republican Cassandra Pye was Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's deputy chief of staff. She says the Republican who takes on Brown must be inclusive.
They need to talk about being supportive of women and women's leadership, opportunities for people of color, because that's who lives here. And there also needs to be a very, very serious focus on the next generation.
Many establishment Republicans are scared about Donnelly advancing in June. He's compared illegal immigration to war and was the only assembly member to vote against a bill banning the state from selling the Confederate flag. And then there's the controversy over his campaign accusing Kashkari of submitting to Sharia law. Senate Republican leader Bob Huff fears Donnelly could cost his party seats in the legislature in a year the GOP hopes to eliminate Democrats' supermajorities.
So I've endorsed Neil Kashkari as a clear indicator that he represents more the ideals in the Republican values and, frankly, the mainstream values of the districts that my Republican's running in.
Many Democrats, meanwhile, would love to see Donnelly become the face of the California Republican Party. Many, but not all.
I'm a liberal Democrat, but I'm a Californian.
That's former Assemblyman Fred Keeley. He says it's critical that Republicans nominate a credible candidate who can make the GOP relevant and moderate the Democrats in power.
But if there isn't even a viable debate, then my concern is the policy evolution on various issues, incrementally, step by step, baby step by baby step, gets out of step with California.
But Kashkari had just 2% in a recent poll, despite a wide fundraising edge. Donnelly has polled as high as 17%, thanks in large part to his visceral connection with conservatives.
And that's why Tim Donnelly is going to be the next governor of California. Yeah!
Sarah Thompson spoke at a recent Capitol rally for a Donnelly bill that would reverse the state's two-year-old ban on using dogs to hunt bears and bobcats. She recalled when she first met the assemblyman as that ban was becoming law, and Donnelly promised to overturn it.
My heart hurt so bad. All of ours did. But this man that I didn't even know made a commitment to me and to all of us. And that's when I saw it, the flame, the fire that we all have. I saw it in his eyes. And I believed him.
John Briscoe with the conservative grassroots group California Republican Assembly says only Donnelly would give voters a real choice in November.
Between a real conservative and a real liberal, as opposed to a Republican that's not totally conservative.
Briscoe points out Kashkari ran the federal government's bank bailout program, known as TARP, and voted for President Obama in 2008.
And then it's like, well, they're both the same, so we might as well vote for Brown.
In the end, it's widely assumed that most Californians will vote for Brown. But the Republican who finishes second in June could also shape the state's future. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.